And a couple of the other photos were just excavation photos. Again, these are all field school students doing their bit. This one labeled Coalfoot Feature 5 was the only foundation we excavated. We could tell it was a collapsed cabin. It had not been scavenged for wood, and I don't know the reason why for that. But this was actually an early dated foundation, dated about 1905 to 1915. But what you can discern in this photograph is that there was an intact floor in this structure. And again, this small feature 5 was, again, only about 11 foot by 11 foot squared. But unlike all the other foundations that we excavated, which were stripped down to joists, you know, floor joists and sill logs, this one had the jumble of collapsed wall logs and roof members. And so we thought we had something better here because it was, you know, we possibly had an intact deposit in here. As it turns out, we did, and it was a bonanza. I think on top of the floorboards and wedged into the floorboards, we were able to find maybe a couple hundred artifacts. Everything from, you know, a cartridge shell to a bead to a knife to a broken bottle to window glass and, you know, nails, and, you know, your typical household refuse. But what was great is what's being shown in this in this photograph is that the students were excavating slowly, board by board, removing and excavating that inch below the floorboards. And whereas we'd found, I think, maybe a couple hundred artifacts above the floorboards, we found 1,100 artifacts underneath the floorboards. Again, scatters of beads and pins and safety pins and cartridges and bullets. I mean, just all sorts of stuff that you can think would have been happening that had filtered through the floorboards that nobody went after. Coins, pen knives, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Things, you know, that obviously got picked up in those, we mentioned Feature 4 and showed those photographs a moment ago. When they ripped up that floorboard to throw into their stoves, I'm sure they found a lot of good stuff down there. Interesting stuff, fun stuff, that, you know, poker chips and stuff like I just mentioned. But here we had our intact deposit, and it was a lot of fun. It took these students many days to get through, you know, 11 square feet of horizontal area. Because remember, every single one of these things, the 1,100 artifacts below the floorboards, had to be shot in precisely three-point provenience. Everything had to be bagged. So it was time-consuming. But that's, again, in terms of the teaching, that's what the field school was for. And yeah, I didn't envy them that tour, but they were good-natured.